Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How you doing, sir?
Good, good. What's your name, sir?
William Jones, 171163.
Okay, Mr. Jones. He's conducting, sir? Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Nolan will be conducting your hearing this morning. His voice will be the next voice you hear, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Yes, William Jones, 171163.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Illinois Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce the board members that have come up to your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, who's the acting board chairman. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. The Honorable Lee Canoes. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead.
Nice to meet you all.
Okay. Also in the room with us today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir? You're representing yourself today.
I'm burning by myself.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm me?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, here we'll be conducting in two phases, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the term and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. But in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant, sir, and after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of order on conditional supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 23, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated November 8, 2018. That true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, then in allegation number 2, the violation of Arizona conditional supervision number 7 has demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 13, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated November 19, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay, so based on the additions of Mr. Jones, I'm going to find it or move to find that he was delinquent. As he violated the term of condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about lapsed into criminal age or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information. So stay on the phone there and I'll get right back with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Jones was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 29, 2018. He was arrested November 14, 2018 by ABC staff for no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 14, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of April 29, 2019, zero abstentions. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. His prior convictions in 2002, aggravated robbery, 1.5 years. 2004, burglary, second degree, 1.5 years. 2007, theft of means of transportation, 2.5 years. 2015, disorderly conduct, 1 year. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance use score 2. There was no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release completion, 3 months. 2005, TIS release completion, 3 months. 2009, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations were significant with drugs, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrests. All arrests on record between 2000 and 2015 resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G5-B6.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jones, we're going to go over the summary of the case supervision now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like in August 29th of 2018, you're released to the community supervision. And you approve to reside at Vivre, 2501 East Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. And then on October 1st, 2018, you're discharged from Vivre due to you being in possession of spice while being in your room. On October 9th, 2018, you were approved to reside at Cass, located at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. October 25th of 2018, you're approved to reside at Phoenix Rescue Mission, located at 1801 South 35th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Then on October 30th, you were discharged from Phoenix Rescue Mission due to not being eligible for their program. November 5th, 2018, you were approved to reside at Cass, located at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix, and there were no approved residences. So did you stay at Cass then until you were violated, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay.
Now, I was trying to get into Cass, to get into the program over there, anything else, so I could get a better job and get a place to live.
Okay. Well, it says here that you were working with Empire Metal Products.
Yes, I was.
2007 West Mountain View in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, you worked there pretty much the whole time you're out?
Pretty much, yes.
That's very commendable. What kind of work was it?
We built air ducts.
Oh, okay.
Like the little round ones that they have in the like dorms, and we built the square ones with fiberglass padding in it and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know back in that area there's all kinds of different businesses back there. Now, that's pretty good work, and
I learned a lot, I can tell you that much.
Well, that's good. Okay, so you were referred to task for random UAs. Yeah, let's see, on September 11th and October 2nd of 2018, you had negative samples. And then on October 23rd and November 13th, you had positive for meth. November 5th, you failed to submit. Another November 8th, your urine sample was diluted. So you, have you always, or have you had a drug problem for quite a while?
Yes, I do have a drug problem. I'm trying to do the best I can in my recovery. And, you know, I messed up, you know what I mean? I do admit that, you know what I mean? I'm trying my best to better myself so I can better my family and my kids.
Okay, well, it's a lot of work, and you said the key words. And that says, yes, I have a problem. And that's the beginning. But it's totally up to you. You know, you have to seek out the programming and stick with it. But if you really want to help your family, that's exactly what you need to do. Stop the drugs.
Yeah, and I was trying to get with Cheryl's and try to get into a program there and get counseling and therapy and stuff like that, and do like a drug program there, as doing the trying to do meetings out there on the streets too as well. That's how I was in the middle of doing when I got put back in there.
Okay. Well, excuse me. It's not easy. We understand that. Seeing you had spice and you had some UAs that you drop positive for meth, but it sounds like that you have the desire to straighten yourself out.
And I do.
Well, the board would like to see that. It's not that we don't like you, but we really don't want you in here.
Right, I understand that.
I can bring a lot more coffee if I don't have so many prisoners to see.
All right.
That's just a joke. But we really, truly always try to do anything we can to, you know, to encourage the inmates to better themselves, not come back in here, not get in a position where we do have to see it again.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have it in front of you all, but I have completed 20 meetings of Alcohol Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. I've got a certificate for that. I don't know if you guys have it or not. I'm sorry, I sent it to you guys.
Yes.
And plus, I have another 10 signatures. I'm working on another 10 right now to get a certificate for 40 meetings. And I reached out to Old Pablo up down in Tucson. They were willing to assess me. And I talked to, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Casa Diabita, the inpatient. They said they were willing to assess me as long as I changed my insurance plan to the insurance plan they accept.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're working on it, sir.
I am.
It's a long road to recovery for most people if you've had that problem, especially for any length of time. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay.
No questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going to discuss and make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision, and we just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
All right.
So, anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Yes, I just asked the board, please give me another chance. I know I can do it. I've done it before on parole. If y'all let me out, I'm going to get the help that I need and get all my medications I need and do my steps, work with the program, get a sponsor, get a mentor, and try to get counseling and therapy for myself so I could try to work on myself. So once I work on myself, I could work on my family, and that's what I need. I really don't need to be in here. I need to be out there so I can try to work my steps and do what I got to do to better myself. I just ask the board, please give me one more chance. I promise I'll do anything you all want me to do. I'll do it, and I'll do more. So please give me a chance.
Okay, thank you, sir. One real quick question before the discussion. You mentioned your family. You have children?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
Yes, I do. And I need to get clean for them. You know what I mean? I need to be a father. I can't be a father if I'm out using. And that's why I need the help that I need to better myself and get a sponsor, work with the program, get to know clean people, and start a new life.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I got 5 kids. My oldest son passed away when he was born.
The board would like to extend our condolences for that. That's very hard to lose a child.
It is. It's hard to bury them, too. It's hard.
It is. Okay, sir, the board will be going to discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a determination, we'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Jones actually seems like he got motivated and then kind of slipped a little bit, and now he's sounds like he's got the mental attitude to move forward and straighten himself out. He doesn't have a whole lot of time left, but I just, with his attitude and his repeated comments about taking care of his family, I think I'd be willing to return Mr. Jones to community supervision, but I'd like to hear from discussion from my fellow board members if there is any.
I disagree.
I would not be in favor.
Pardon me?
I would not be in favor.
I will say that I am pleased that he has taken the initiative to do AA, NA inside the Department of Corrections, but I'm not so comfortable with returning him to the community either.
Okay. Well, all right. So based on all the information in Warden 2018W3269, Mr. Jones' testimony, the information from Department of Corrections, and the discussion with my fellow board members, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that would be move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jones as a delinquent violated term condition to supervision and that lapse was about to lapse at a criminal wage or company, very specifically the use of methamphetamine. Now do my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Canovas, and Mr. Johnson. All right, Mr. Jones, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, but according to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on the 29th of April of this year. It's really not that far away. Give you an opportunity maybe to solidify some of the NA and AA 12-step training there, and maybe get some other stuff, but anyway, make yourself a good plan so that when you do get out, you can follow through with some of these placements and changes so that you can get rid of your problem and become a successful father and not have to be back in DOC again. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, I understand.
We do wish you the best of luck. This is when you're hearing, and if you please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay, I got one question for y'all.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you guys could do it, but is there a way that you could recommend me going to the Second Chance program at Eagle Point?
The board has no authority to recommend specific programs or specific places. If we were going to return you to community supervision, we'd put some kind of a condition on it, but it still is up to the parole office as far as placement. When you're done with your term, and you're no longer answering the DOC, then it's totally up to you to get that placement, but you might be able to get some recommendations or information from your CO3.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Best luck to you, sir.